Hey there, it's Jay John of Asian Pop Radio. If you do like what you hear on our podcast, remember to subscribe so you don't miss any of the action. We'd really like if you can write a review as well, because that helps get us out there. Recently, I put Jeanette to the challenge to find out what she knew about China. Here's what happened.
Guys, how much do you know about China?
I love
female race.
Have you been to China,
no,
Robin?
No, I haven't.
Jeanette?
No, thanks.
You don't want to go to China?
No, someone was offering me some water. No, I haven't been to China.
Good save. Well, I want to find out how much you know about that big, beautiful, marvelous land that is China. So I'm going to give you a China quiz.
I think the last quiz probably speaks for itself, doesn't
it? Yeah, that was pretty piss poor, Robert.
Yep.
All right.
Disappointment.
But I feel like I need to educate you.
Yeah, two brains.
I feel like we need to educate our audience, and we should all feel a little bit better for ourselves after this quiz, because we'll all know that little bit more about China.
Yes.
After we've disgraced ourselves, yes.
Okay, are you ready? Question one.
This is going to be digressed.
What? Which Chinese city is indicated on this map? So have a look at the dot. Can you see the dot, Robert? See the dot? It's to the northeast. Is it Tianjin? Is it Beijing? Is it Shanghai or is it Guangzhou? Don't look on your phone,
I'm
Jeanette.
I'm not. I'm just replying to my friends, okay?
Well,
get off my head.
I know.
I'm going to say it's either Beijing or Tianjin because they're really close. Shall we say Tianjin? Because I think it's a trick question.
Is it? No. For
incorrect.
You didn't even let me answer.
Well, you were messaging your friend.
For the listeners, it's just on the end of the bay opening that faces Korea.
Okay, great.
I think it is Beijing.
I should have explained that more. Yes. Yeah. Well, it is actually Beijing.
Oh, I got it right.
The ancient city of Beijing has been an important political and cultural center of China for centuries and is the current capital city. Did you know that?
Yes.
I have been there. It's a good place. True story.
Thank
I like
you.
Tianjin more, though. That's probably why I clicked it. Tianjin's a beautiful little place. Question two. Which of these theories about how China got its name has been debunked by scholars? Was it named after the... Shin Dynasty? Yeah, you probably should sit there.
Swap.
We can all see.
Swap microphone.
Yes, swap microphones. Anyway.
Okay.
The first to unify China in 221 BC.
Next.
Option two, coined by Marco Polo, who traveled to China in the 13th century.
Next.
Derived from the Chinese word Zhongyou, meaning Middle Kingdom. I failed at that one. Do you want to take a stab?
First.
Lock it in. Incorrect.
Dang it, it's Marco Polo all the time. All the freaking time.
Marco.
Polo.
Question three. Who is the current president of the People's Republic of China? You guys will know this, surely. Do I have to say them out? Is it Mao Zedong? Xian Jinping, Xi Jinping, Xi Jinping,
isn't it?
Or Hu Jintao?
Is it not?
Well, I know it is. I know who it is.
Whose is it?
It's Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping.
Lock it in. It's correct. He became the president in March 2013, and he actually replaced Hu Jintao. There you go.
So I was late.
Yeah, this is a tough quiz.
Which
question
innovation
four.
Yep. Is not credited to the Chinese?
Is it algebra? Is it paper making? Is it gunpowder? Or is it movable type?
Isn't that algebra?
What is movable type?
Cars.
I'm assuming algebra was
algebra.
Like...
Isn't that Greek?
It's Greek, right? Yeah.
If we get this wrong, that's embarrassing.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Geometric algebra was pioneered by the ancient Greeks. Ta-da!
Yeah, my humble
friends. On track.
Friends.
All right. We're a quarter of the way through. What was the reason behind the Ming Dynasty's construction of the Great Wall? To honor the Ming Emperor Hong Wu after his death, to prevent citizens from fleeing the territory to other countries, to keep nomadic tribes of Manchuria and Mongolia out of their territory.
It's that one.
To create a safe highway used as a trade route.
That's not a safe highway.
This is for the wall.
For the Mongolians.
For the wall.
To keep the rabbits out.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We get it. You're Australian.
You said question three, answer three, and you are correct.
That's all I remember, to keep the Mongolians
after the
out.
Defeat of the Ming army in the Battle of Tumu in 1449. Yay! You guys are doing pretty good.
But that's okay. We still want Mongolian music.
Question six. Which ethnic group predominantly occupies the area highlighted on this map? Now, this is an island off the mainland. Is it Manchu? Is it Zheng? Is it Mongols? Or is it Han? Han.
Is it the Han people? Or is it the Mongols?
I think it's Han, because that's where the Han River is, isn't it? It's near Shanghai. Right? Would that be it? Can I lock in four?
It's the Mongols.
Correct.
Oh, we won. I was right. Doubted myself.
Yay. All right, question seven. Which political entity preceded the People's Republic of China and still exists on the island of Taiwan? Taiwanese Republic, Republic of China, Qing Dynasty, Empire of China.
Qing Dynasty.
I'm pretty confident it's the Republic of China.
Probably.
Shall we?
We shall.
Correct. It sounds a bit confusing because you think it would be the mainland. True story. Nearly there. Question eight. True or false? Giant pandas are native only to China. True or false? Native? True or false? Robert, do you feel like contributing at all?
Not at all.
True. Correct.
See, I was right. I love pandas.
Question nine. Which of these Hollywood films is a remake of a Hong Kong thriller? The Departed, The Ring, Inception, The Lake House.
It's either Inception or The Departed.
The Ring was Japanese, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that one was an original
one. I think it's The Departed.
Yeah.
Shall we? Lock it in?
Correct.
Martin Scorsese's 2006 film The Departed is based off the 2002 Hong Kong film International Affairs.
Internal
Affairs. Well, this quiz goes for a long time. What percentage of the US debt does China hold? 10%, 15%, 35%, 52%?
35.
Incorrect.
Oh, only 10%.
Good times. Question 11. What is currently the largest religion of China? Taoism, Hinduism, Buddhism, or Shenism?
Buddhism?
I think it's Taoism.
Shen, like from EXO? Chen?
Do you want to say Buddhism?
Yeah.
I don't think but I'm going to do it. Oh, it is correct. Oh. I didn't know that. Oh, okay,
gotcha.
Cool. Question 12. Which geographic feature is indicated on this map? So, for people listening at home, it's kind of the direct north part of China, and I would assume that it sits close to Mongolia. Is that right? Mongolia is at the top?
Yep.
Good. Thanks for confirming. Yep. The Yangtze River watershed, the Taihang Mountains, the Gobi Desert, or the Longgontai National Forest.
Isn't it the mountain?
Lock it in. Incorrect.
Oh, it's the Gobi Desert.
Oh! All right. Making tracks now. Which ill-fated modernization campaign in China from 1958 to 1961 resulted in tens of millions of deaths? Reform and opening, the Hundred Flowers Campaign, the Great Leap Forward, the three-year plan.
The three-year plan?
This is really in-depth, isn't it? Incorrect. It was the Great Leap Forward. Six more questions. Which of these animals is not on the Chinese calendar? Is it a horse?
Cat!
A dog, ox, or cat? Cat?
Cat.
Correct. Can you name any of the other ones?
Duck, lion, monkey.
I don't think there's a duck.
It's goose. It's a goose or a dog?
Dog, dragon, horse, monkey, ox, pig, rabbit, rat, rooster, snake, sheep, and tiger.
Oh, there's no goose.
You're a goose. Question 15. When was the People's Republic of China established? Was it 39, 49, 59, or 69?
49.
49? Correct. You're good at this. You know more about China than you led us to believe.
I don't know anything.
All right, five more questions. According to Standard Chartered Banking, when will China pass the US to become the world's largest economy? Will it be in, was it in 2014? Will it be this year? Will it be 2020 or 2023?
2023.
When was this quiz made? 2023? Incorrect.
It's 2020.
Where is the Forbidden City located? Beijing, Shanghai, Shenyang, or Wuhan?
Shanghai.
Beijing. Is that your final answer?
Is it Beijing?
Do you want to say Beijing or Shanghai?
You choose.
Well, I'm going to choose Beijing because I've been there. Correct. Three more questions. What feature is indicated on this map? Can you see it? Is it the Great Wall of China? Is it the Yangtze River, the Yellow River, or the Silk Road?
The Silk Road.
Lock it in. It's incorrect. It's the Yellow River. How long is the Yellow River? 3,395 miles. Second last question. China's... I just spat everywhere. China's westernmost provincial is Xiangjiang.
Xinjiang.
Thank you. Which borders Afghanistan and Russia, amongst others. What does Xinjiang mean? What's it mean? Mountain West, Noble Prefecture, New Frontier, Distant Peace.
I'm going to say Mountain West.
Incorrect.
Oh, it's a New Frontier.
New Frontier. Final question. From which country does China import the most goods by value? Japan, United States, Germany, or South Korea? Ooh, by value. I would say Japan.
Oh,
what do you think?
I don't know anything.
I'm going to put Germany in just here. Robert? Japan, United States, Germany, or South Korea? From which country does China import the most goods by value?
Three.
Thanks for changing microphone.
One.
Incorrect.
It's South Korea. It's 9.4% of
China's. I guess it's closer.
Oh, they gave us 21 questions. I wasn't expecting that. The disputed territory of Arunachal Pradesh is currently under the control of which country? China, Nepal, Myanmar, India.
Nepal.
Kind of under China. I'm thinking it's either Myanmar.
Or Nepal.
Is Nepal under China, below China or above China? I think it's above
Why do
China.
You always ask Robert like he knows geography really well?
I don't know, because
really
he looks smart.
I failed geography. What are you talking about?
I'm going to say Myanmar. Can I say that just as... Yeah. Incorrect.
India.
Wah. How did we go? 52% right. 11 correct, 10 wrong.
That's not that bad.
Well, it just means it's that terrible. We need to scrub up on our Chinese history. The average reader score was 63% for that one,
we're below average.
But we already knew that, and that's why we're here on the Asian Pop Radio Today, Jay John Show, because we won't amount to much more. Thanks for listening to another podcast, guys. If you like our podcast, make sure you do subscribe via iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. Remember to rate and review us, because that always helps too. But if you would like to hear our content and songs all mixed up together, you need to download our app. So it's free via the App Store on iOS and Android. Just search for Asian Pop Radio and grab it and hear Asia Wide Hits 24/7.